Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Ashley, I have a really intimate question to ask you.
Oh, okay.
How old were you when you first got a credit card?
So I guess that is personal, but I'm definitely of the mindset that finances should be more openly discussed. So I was 18 when I first got a credit card.
Is there anything you wish you'd known then about it?
I sort of knew I needed or wanted one, but I definitely didn't know about all the types of credit cards out there, what things to look for in a good card, and how long-term a lot of the decisions I was making would actually be.
Credit can be very beneficial and often rewarding, but you have to know how to use it wisely. Credit cards have been around since the 1950s, and debit cards were introduced in the mid-1970s. Though the two types of cards can be used interchangeably, there are notable differences between them. Let's start with debit cards.
Debit cards are linked to your bank account, so the money you spend is automatically deducted from your account. They provide a convenient electronic alternative to cash. They also can be helpful when budgeting because online accounts and monthly balance sheets provide a good snapshot of how much you spend and on what. For a lot of people, this is easier to keep track of than cash.
Unlike credit cards, your bank balance goes down with each debit card transaction, so you're less likely to overspend. Plus, many banks offer overdraft protection that allows you to pull from another account if you exceed your checking account's balance. Make sure to read the fine print, though. There are often still some fees associated with this.
Credit cards, on the other hand, basically allow you to use someone else's money, the card issuer's, to make a purchase while you pay the money back later. If you do so within the billing period, which is usually 15 to 45 days, you can avoid paying any interest on it. The problem arises, of course, when you don't pay the balance in full and are charged interest as well. That can add up fast.
The average American debt per household is $7,093. If that debt has a 10% interest rate on it, then without any changes or further charges on the credit card and paying only the minimum monthly payments, that debt will be paid off in 19 years with a total of $4,652 being paid in interest alone. So instead of just paying the $7,093, you end up paying $11,745.
Check out financialstabilityalliance.org or money.mcpl.info for tons of great resources on dealing with that debt. There are lots of strategies like the snowball method, which involves paying off your smallest debts first and then snowballing up to the largest debts last. This can help you see some initial successes so you're more likely to stay on track.
Another strategy is to try and pay off the credit card that has the highest interest rate so you will decrease the amount of money that you have to pay in interest over time.
The big difference between a credit card and a debit card is that the debit card lets you access your money, while the credit card is basically like a loan. If you use them responsibly, though, credit cards can offer some other advantages.
First, they can help build your credit. Your credit score consists of the amount owed, payment history, length of credit history, new credit, and the types of credit you've used. The greatest emphasis, 35%, is on a person's payment history, so make sure you're paying your bills on time.
Keep your credit card debt as low as possible. Experts recommend using 30% or less of your available credit. If you're new to building credit, keep that first card open. The length of your credit history also accounts for 15% of your score.
Another benefit to credit cards is that some also offer rewards that you can use to get gifts, cash back, or discounts for products, services, and special events. The key is making sure that you're looking around and finding the card that best fits your needs. The number one thing that you should be looking for is a low interest rate, especially if you carry any balance. Pay attention to the small print. For example, you may think you have a really low interest rate, when in fact that interest rate will skyrocket after the first year.
You can also look for other perks that make sense for you, especially if you pay your card off every month and interest rates don't affect you. If you fly a lot, for example, looking for a card with frequent flyer miles might be a good choice. It is easy to be tempted by cash back or store gift cards, and in some cases this makes sense. But remember how much more you might pay in interest in exchange for some of those perks. Shop around for the best card for you.
You can compare several low interest cards at creditcards.com and bankrate.com, which both provide updated information on dozens of different cards.
One more benefit to credit cards is that they often provide more protection if someone steals your card or bank information. If you notice a fraudulent charge on your credit card account, you can call the card issuer, make a dispute claim, and the charge should be removed from your balance. But if someone steals your debit card information and uses it, it can be a lot more difficult to fix. With the right card and the right money management plan, we're sure that all of you will be on the road to financial success. I'm Ashley Hall.
And I'm Jason Evans Grove.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Financial Stability Alliance for South Central Indiana, United Way of Monroe County, and the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project, and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.